Meanwhile, lawmakers in Albany tried to carry on business in the wake of one of the worst scandals in recent decades that has overshadowed most other news coming out of the Capitol. Much of this week's legislative session has been canceled, but politicians who were in town insisted that their agendas are not being derailed. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
In the state Senate, two members have been indicted and a former senator was sentenced to a year in jail in recent weeks, while six other senators are potentially under federal investigation. The Senate decided to skip holding session altogether for the week, saying it would save taxpayers money. The session was only to have lasted for a day because of the Jewish holiday. The state assembly did come in as scheduled for one day. One assemblyman has been indicted in the past month, while another has admitted to wearing a wire for 2 years while in office and has resigned. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver held a press conference to announce passage of a one-house bill to give farm workers more rights.
The right to one day of rest each week. The right to be paid time and a half for work performed beyond the traditional 8-hour day.
Governor Cuomo also tried to stick to some of the issues he says are a priority for the end of the session. Cuomo, who in recent days offered a detailed presentation of a plan to expand gambling casinos in the state, presented a proposal to privatize electric services now run by the Long Island Power Authority.
LIPA is broken and LIPA has to go away, and we need a new and better way to provide utility services on Long Island. People of Long Island demand it, and they're right.
Cuomo was joined by Speaker Silver as well as Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos. He came to the Capitol for a private leaders meeting with the governor, even though the rest of the senators weren't there. All say their long list of policy items for the remaining weeks of the legislative session won't be derailed by the scandals. Senator Skelos says he wants to concentrate on jobs.
We're focusing in on job creation, which has been a priority for the Republican conference in the Senate.
Speaker Silver says his agenda includes passage of the DREAM Act to allow children of undocumented immigrants to get funding for college and changes to New York City's stop and frisk law, which involves decriminalizing public possession of small amounts of marijuana.
We have accomplished a lot, and we hope to continue to accomplish a lot.
Cuomo is also seeking public financing of political campaigns as well as other ethical reforms and a bill to put into state law the abortion rights protection spelled out in the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision. He also wants to create a special board to help economically distressed upstate cities avoid bankruptcy. The governor says the ongoing scandals will only be a distraction if lawmakers allow themselves to become overwhelmed with anger or embarrassment.
It is basically irrelevant unless you allow it to become relevant. And what I'm saying is, this is not about feelings. This is not about any of that. But let's focus on what we're supposed to do.
Speaker Silver is also tied to an investigation by the State Ethics Commission. It's examining sexual harassment charges against Assemblyman Vito Lopez and how some initially secret payments were made using taxpayer money to alleged victims. The speaker has said the commission's final report exonerates him, though he's admitted he made a mistake keeping the settlement secret at first.
I want the full report to be released. I have said that all along. I have not changed that view. And I believe that a full review of the facts will show that we acted in good faith.
The report has been bottled up in the legislature's Ethics Commission, but the State Commission is threatening to release it shortly. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.